Okay, so let's start from the middle of Mishneh Beis. We're still doing Mishneh Beis. Let's just go on to the beginning of the Mishneh, and then we'll do. We're in the middle of Mishneh Beis. Perek Beis, Mishneh Beis. And over here. Yeah, Perek Beis. Just going through very quickly. We're up to. So we're at smack in the middle. Okay. We'll start Hadaknim Shem L'Cheres. Okay, we have these daknim, which small klicheres. The karke roisein, vidovna sein, the karka, right, and the walls. Yoishvin shloim misumachim, provided that these little shtiklach, they don't need support. See here, they show you a picture, a great picture. Not for this picture, it'd be hard to imagine. You have a piece of part, you have a piece of broken part of the utensil, which
needs support.
Needs support so it doesn't topple. Because it's from a part of the kli, which is very steep angle. From the very flat part of the wall, then it's able to rest by itself. And if it's from a part of the wall of the utensil that is very angle is curved, so then it's very hard. So dealing with you with the part bedav does not need. So what is the shear? The shear is the shear of oil. In order for this piece to be tame, needs to be the size to smear the pinky, the etzba. We learned that the etzba cotton of a cotton bin yoyim, aver cotton of etzbas aver cotton, shear log sichas cotton a log, and that is the. Okay, we learned that before. The Mishnah actually says somewhere it means an aver cotton. Could be it means even a pinky. Maybe it means the whole thing. I think it means a pinky. Okay. Now the ad. Now here's this is the part that we're really up to, which we're going to dwell into now. The next week, the ad leg means when do you say this? When do you say that it has to be hold that small amount of oil, provided that the original utensil from where this broken piece came from was not more than a log. Now log is pretty big. Log is 4 kiddush cups, because we drink for kiddush cup or via salog. Most of our kiddush cups are a little bit larger than a revius, just to be sure. So revius is approximately, let's say, 3-4 ounces. Average kiddush cup probably has, say, they sell in grand sterling. They probably sell about five ounces, I would say. I think on average, an average kiddush cup is 5 ounces. So multiply that by 4. If this kli cheres originally was the size of a log and now breaks, and you have a broken piece, and that broken piece can contain enough oil to sichas katan, then it is full. It is mekabel tuma. It has all the rules of tuma. It's called choshev. It's a davar choshev. But the implication is, what happens if you're starting off with a kli cheres that's larger than a log, a massive kli cheres? A kli cheres that's, let's say, the size of 5 kiddush cups, and now it breaks, and now we have an identical shtickle piece like this. Even though, like you said last week, even though that, what's the difference? It's still the same thing. And no, in your eye, tuma, according to Tanakhama, depends upon a person's perception, depends upon a person's mind. In your mind, since you know where this came from, I saw the real thing. It came from a very large, to me it's nothing. It's nothing. Even though it can contain the same amount of oil, I don't have given any chashivus. If I don't give a chashivus, it's not makabel tuma. It's called a broken piece of garbage. A piece of garbage is not makabel tuma. That's the ad loig. Okay, weiter. Miloig viatzah, next shtickle. So from last week, miloig viatzah, let's say the utensil started out being very large. A loig. A loig, it means it was massive. It was a massive kli, and now it breaks. Now we say loig means from the size of loig until the size of a saw. What is a saw? Saw at is 6. It's 6 loig. So that's pretty big. And now it breaks, and we have a broken piece. How much must a broken piece be able to hold in order that it should be in the Kabbal Tumah? So it says here, Berivis. That's a significant amount. That the broken piece of pottery has to be able to stand by itself without any support, and it must be able to contain 3 to 4 ounces of liquid in order that it should still be chashev in your eyes to be mekabel tuma. Misoviat sosai. Now we're dealing over here, which is mamish, something that is massive. Okay, it's like mamish humongous, and it breaks. So how much must it still contain in order to be mekabel tuma? Bechatzi loig. Chatzi loig is
a double revius, a loig. A loig is four revius, so a half a log is two revius, so a double. Notice it's not proportional. It's not the misaviat osayim relative to a chatzilog is not proportional to a sub revius.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't matter. It's all a matter of what is choshev in the mind of a human being. If this thing once started out from the size of a saw and it shatters, and now I have here left a chatzi like, a double revius, it's choshev. Vaita misosayim viat shalosh viat chamesh sin. Let's say it's 2, 3, or 5, then beloig. If this utensil originally was 2, 3, 4, or 5, and now it shatters, and now I'm left with a small amount, how much this small piece be in order that it should be chashuv? A loig, which is pretty big, in order for it to be mekabel tuma. Divrei Rebbe Yishmael. Notice, I don't know, he doesn't say what happens if it's more than 5. I'm assuming it doesn't, I maybe on 8.
After that, always loig?
I assume he doesn't say
2, 3, 5.
Right, we're skipping from 4 to 5. So I mean, you know, if this was Gemara Masechta Kelim,
it should have said
Lamala.
Right,
Lamala. So why didn't you know? This is like a typical thing where the Gemara would chime in and would say, it says in the Gemara Mishnah Chamesh is a Mashma a Dugma or no, like a typical type of Shtil Gemara, right? But we don't have Gemara Masechta Kelim. So I probably, not likely. It's probably more like if you go look in the Rishonim, we'll see Machlekes Rishonim. So you know, the Rishonim will pick up and say what the Gemara would have probably said. They'll argue, okay, but like Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Everything we learned so far is Rabbi Yishmael. So we did all this last week. Now we come to Rabbi Kiva. It says, Ani Eini Noisin Bchem Mida. I don't give different shiurim. Eloh Hadaken Shibikli Charest. Exactly, he's repeating the small utensils, the karki roisim and the karka, meaning that like we're learning on the bottom, the daf noisim which are yoishrim, which now come from a large, which broke, and they can be supported shaloi misumach, and they do not need a support. Shiurun, everything is mechdei sichas katan. Like we learned, that's so far the same. Here's where he's coming to differ. The ad kederos hadakos. Now, what does that mean? So, look at the Rav. The Rav says, Ani, Eini noisin b'hamida. You got the Dibur Hamaschil? That's what we're up to. Ani, Ein.
Which one?
Dibur Hamaschil, Ani. Ani, Eini hita.
Oh, yeah.
Ani, Eini noisin b'hamida. Lefi goydel hakli v'katna, according to the size, el lefi hamakoymois. Ah, it all depends on location, locale. That's what's going to depend upon the shear of how much oil. Shiragilim lasoysan, what they're accustomed to making, ulfi tsuras hakilim, and the tsur, the shape of the utensil. So he explains. Ella, so it was Ella. Next, the Ramaschil, Hadaken Shabuklicheres, She'ein Lechem Tsuras Kederos. The Daken Shabuklicheres do not have the appearance of a pot. It just looks like a small little object. The Heim Ketanim Bioiser, they're very small. Shir Shivirehen Kidei Sichas Katan. Like we learned. So far the same. The very, very small utensils. Then shiurun revius. So all depends upon the shape. Okay, all depends on the shape of the utensil. Once this utensil looks like a pot, it looks like a kidera, then the shear goes from the sichas etzpa koton to the shear of a revius. So it has nothing to do with volume. It has to do with shape. If it looks like a kedera, then, and it acts like a kedera, and it smells like a kedera, then it's a terrorist.
Okay, and it sure is?
Whatever the shape is, I just quoted Netanyahu, he used to say that about a duck. If it looks like a duck, quacks like a duck. You heard that one already? Okay.
I just don't understand over here what he's saying how much it has to have in it.
It's not a matter of volume, it's a matter of shape. A kadeira is something which is low, which is wide and flat. wide, just literally it's wide. Look at the Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva Meir, ani enes amida. Amida means I don't follow any amount of volume. Volume is not. Ella, I hold size. So here he says, Shadak and Shabbalich HaRes, Fikargo said, Vidavna same, Yashim Shlomo Sumach, Shiurin, what's the Shiurin in order for them to be retained Tuma when they break Shiuran, Mikidei, Sichas Katan. Until, what's the Shiurin? When are we so lenient? Or I should say, when are we so strict? And say that if it can hold the amount of oil of Sichas Katan, it's Mekabel Tuma, the ad, until it reaches the size of Kideros Sadagos. Once you reach the size of, once it takes the shape.
We
never mentioned before. Kideros Sadagos is a type of shape. It's a shape of a pot. Once you reach once this utensil looks,
this is big.
Doesn't matter, say big. Whatever it means, a kadera. I don't know all the nuances.
Kadera is a pot, no?
Yes. What's so
the other one is a little
Utensil, nothing. Yeah. So like people who are like these look like barrels. It look like doesn't look like a kadera. Kadera looks a little more like this. Yeah. So when already the shape already changes to something that the average person will tell you. Well, you ask a child, what is this? So sometimes they'll tell you it's a cup, and sometimes they'll tell you it's a pot. Once the object that you're discussing already is the shape where the average person perceives it to be a pot, not a cup, not a kli, then the amount of liquid it needs to contain in order that it should be mekabel tuma is more than kedei sichas katan. Okay. Once you get to the point where you have something that's called a kedera dakos, a small pot, piat chavios, ludios, okay, ludios, look at the rav, chavios, ludios, chavios, shenas, nasos, beloid, blood, barrels that were made in the city called Lud. Then bervius, then the amount of liquid is no longer the small amount of kedei sichas katan. The amount of liquid it must contain is a revius, which is a significant amount of liquid. You with me?
Yeah, listen.
Okay, next miludios. Bervius. The amount of liquid, the broken piece, must contain in order that it should be mekabel tuma. Must be a significant amount the size of a revius.
So from the thing of that looks like a pot until the thing that looks like a barrel.
Barrel where in the city of Ludus, if this thing were to break, were to shatter, and the broken piece would still be able to contain liquid, it's only mekabel tuma if it's the size, it can contain the volume of revius. Yeah. Now, according to the Tanakhama, that would not be so. According to the Tanakhama, we don't care what it looks like. Right. We care about volume. Is this thing able to contain more than a log?
Right.
That's the only thing that's going to change the amount of measurement for amount of measurement. Okay, now going weiter, milodios viad lachnios. Once when you start with something from ludios until lachnios, what are lachnios? Lachnios, name of a place.
What's miludios?
That's what I just said. Lud, the city of Lud.
Yeah. Oh.
The city of Lud, miludios viad lachnios. When you have a utensil that was fashioned in the city of Lud, and it becomes larger in size until the size of the utensil that was made in the city called Beis Lechem, that had a distinct mark. Like you go to Tiffany's, right? You get a piece of jewelry. So this is something which you already recognize. It was made in Tiffany's. This is something which was made in Molly's, Simpsons. Everyone, every craftsman has their you look at a car.
Unique.
You look at a car. I don't need to see the logo. I can right away tell you this is a Sonata from a mile away. I look at this car, I can right away tell you this is a Civic. I could tell you a mile away. So something, you have these types of pots, the shape of the pot was unique to where it was made. So you have over here a pot that was made in Lud. And now it's a little bit bigger, via Lachmiois, until something which you can identify was made in the city of Beis Lechem.
Lechem, they were bigger?
Yeah.
How do you know?
That's what it says, Bachatziloik. pachatzi leg, they were bigger. They had a distinct shape to it. And you can right away tell from a mile away that it was in the base lachem. If these things break, the shear of liquid must contain, in order for the mikabotam must be the shear of a chatzi.
I don't understand how you said. So you mean any part from Lud until Lach, any size part from that came from Lud or until Lachmis?
Yeah.
Has one shear.
Uh-huh. And the shear is bechatzi like, okay. Which means two revias. Vayta milach miyos viad chatzovim gidolim. There's no distinct shape. It just means, chatzov means a very large barrel.
I thought chatzovim was a place again.
No, this is not a place. Over here it means a barrel. It means a simple barrel. Beloig. The shear is a loig. Okay, the shear is just alike. Let's see the Rav. Rav Ludios Chavios Shnasos Beloit Lachmios Shnasos Beleis Lechem Behim Gedolos. They're much larger. Meosan Shnasos Beloit. Then we have Chatzavim Gedolim Kideros Gedolos Kol Mashi Efsher. Period. Next, Rabban Yochlin Ben Zakai Oimer Chatzavim Gedolim Shiun B'Shnei Lugim. He holds. I guess seemingly he's following the opinion of Rabbi Yishma, of Rabbi Akiva, and he says not like you say that it's one leg. If you have a massively large barrel and it breaks, and we have a broken section, and we want it to be makabel tuma, it must be a whole two lugin. Let's see over here the Rav. Rav says no, there is no Rav. Vaita hapachim hagelilim. Pachim that come from the Galil. Look at the Rav. Hapachim haGalilim shenasim beeretz haGalil vehachev yoinos. Rav chav yois ketanos, small barrels. V'hainu dakin shebekli cheres. Okay, these are small barrels. These are dakin. That's exactly the same thing we started with the Mishnah. Hapachim haGalilim vehachev yoinos shir kar the Mishnah shir kar kiroi saying. Kol shehein ve'ein lohem defonos. Let's see the Rav. Apachem agilim b'lechim chavios ketanios ve'ein dag shebul cheres ve'ein lohem defonos. They have no walls. The davko hashulayim tmeyos im nishar bohem k'deis michas katan aval hadefonos tohoros ve'elochem v'kivim. So in other words, this is the third shita. What we come away with over here is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is telling us a third shita. He's telling us a third shita. And he says that when it comes to the pachim from Galilim and the Chavios, let's say it breaks. Let's say these utensils, they shatter. So it depends where they shatter. If it shatters in the bottom, the shulayim, he's choylik on the Tanakama. Even if the amount of oil that liquid it can contain is the smallest mashahu, less than the amount you need to smear the aver cotton of a cotton ben yomo, it's still tameh. It's choylik. And let's say we have a part of the daif in the wall, it's tahor legamri. There's no amount of liquid that it needs to hold that you can tell me that can make it tameh. He comes to be choylik on the two previous opinions. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Omer Hachatzav Hagalilim Shim B'Shnei Gelugim. Okay, we did. Hapachem Hagalilim Chavayos Shim Kargusim Kol Shehin, the smallest amount. The Ein Lachem Defonos, and when it comes to the Defonos, there's no shear whatsoever. So basically, we have over here three different shitas in the Mishnah. Look at the summary. Let's go. I just
want to learn this last part over here.
He's coming to disagree. He's coming to disagree in many accounts. Yeah. First, he's coming to disagree with the shita of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said the chatzavim gedolim, the very large barrels, the shear is a loik. I disagree. I hold you need to have two look. That's number one. Disagree number one. Number two. Everyone agreed. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel were of agreement that if you have a very small the dakim shebekli cheres. The shear that it needs to be mekabel tuma is sichas katan.
You remember Kiva held that?
Yeah, everyone held that. Now, and what did they say about sichas katan? Two parts, two sichas katan. That's for the karka and the doifin. Right. He disagrees. The karka, you don't need a sichas katan. It's too much. All you need is a mashu. of Sichas Katan, make believe, is a half an ounce. So you only need, that's too much. I don't need half an ounce. I need a mashu, the smallest amount. Doifen, I also disagree. You hold, you need Sichas Katan. I hold, no matter how much it holds, it's tar. There's no tumma whatsoever on a shever that comes from a doifen. Then you get a flat tire, you get a nail in the tire, so they tell you, if you get it on the bottom, they can fix it.
On the side.
The side, you can't fix it. The side, it's worthless. Same thing, get on the side.
Is this Pacham HaGlilim?
Oh, then he tells you, new your side, and he says the same thing, Pacham HaGlilim, V'Hachev Yonais. It's the name of a place, the Pacham that was in the Galil, which seems to be very small. It seems it was very small.
What's Chavyonais?
Chavyonos is the dak. The Rav says the same thing that it says in the Mishnah. The dak in Shevuk Licheres.
So Glilim are small also.
Yeah.
Okay. Shir Karkosay and Kosher.
The Karko is Kosher. If the part of the barrel that breaks is the Kar, it's leftover is the Karko. So we schoilik on Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shul that say you need a shear of a sichas katan.
Yeah, he's on both of them.
Both of them. Mm-hmm. How much do you need?
Kosher.
What about the Dauphin?
The Anahan Dauphin.
Dauphin is totally garment. A broken shever of the Dauphin, there's no tumor. It's chalak on both of them. What did the Sheet of Rabbi Shmuel say? The Shear Dauphin is the same thing. The Shear is going to be, Kadei Sichas Katan, Shalever Shalak Katan Ben Yoma.
Okay.
So that's the look over here. Look over here. Let's see this summary. Okay, look at the summary over here. Okay, it's a very good job. Klei cheres, ketana, v'shiru klei cheres, l'kabul tomo. Okay. Hamikra, kelim ha-shleimim mitchilasa, what's the mikra means? What's the situation? The situation is, kelim shleimim mitchilasa, shenishmeru, shattered. So dealing with a broken, that's the topic of Mishnah Beis. We're dealing with a piece, a broken, leftover, from a large utensil, or from a utensil. Okay, so we have here, let's go for Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel, HaKli Mitchilasai Mechil Ad Shir Karv L'Shir Loik. Okay, until the size of a loik. What's the halacha? So the halacha Hadin, how does this thing work over here? Kelim ketanim shein lechem tsuras kder. So he's just putting the smallest amount. Okay, he's going the small. So what's called the smallest? In the view of Yishmael, the smallest is something that's up to a loig. According to Rabbi Akiva, what's the first level of small? The first level of small is tsuras kder. It's not a kder. It looks like a kli. Doesn't look like looks like a kli. So what's the halacha hadin? Hadin shiver kelim elu lekabels tama b'shever yatziv, which means that it's straight. Me'atachtis oy me'hadayif. Nice, means you don't need support. Rak shever hamechel shemen kidei sichas etzpa ketana shel tinok ben yoimai. Etzpa ketana v'chein klecheres ketanin b'shir zeh. Now he says something over here which is important to take note, that a small utensil, that's how much, even if it's not a broken, it's just a parenthetic, even if it's not broken, the smallest kli is in the kabel tumma. Okay, so that's the smallest. Now we go to the next madrega. The next madrega is, according to Rabbi Shmuel, mechil, it contains, mishir loig, v'yad karv l'sa. A saw is six loig. What's the next madrega in the shita of Rabbi Akiva? A klei cheres ketanim, kederes ketanos. As long as it looks like a pot. What's the halacha? Rak shever. They both agree on this madrega. Hamechel shirviyas halik. Now we've upgraded from the size of kedei losuch etzba ketana to the shear of a reviyas halik. We've gone up. Originally, we started with the amount of oil to smear netzba ketana. Now we've gone to the next madrego, the shiri is reviyas halig. Okay, the next madrego. Misa, we had kavlis sosayim. According to Rabbi Akiva, the next madrego is kelim kechavios. We go from a kedero to a chavis, sanas and balut. Now the shiri is a chatzi loig.
next madrega, misosayim yet chamesh se'im. The next madrega Rabbi Akiva is from a barrel to the chatzavim gedolim. The shear is loig shalem. And upon all of these two opinions, Rabbi Yochanan Zaka Yitzchel Rabbi Akiva b'shnei dvarim, b'chatzavim gedolim ba'oid, rakshav mechel shear shnei loigim, not one loig. Does not have a sheka, I don't know what sheka means, I think it means a part to contain.
Okay,
so you got it?
Beautiful.
Three different shittas.
Lots of midrash.
Three different shittas. It's a very, very hard Mishnah.
I could have never even thought of understanding it without this new sefer we have here.
Okay, ready to go weiter?
I think we should leave it in. I think we have to make a chonus.
Okay.
8 o'clock is
okay.
8 o'clock after.
Okay. So tomorrow, what's the story tomorrow?
7 o'clock. I'm sorry, I can't.
No, don't worry about it. It's fine.